I just know how to prescribe medications of powders.
I'm just saying, you should, and don't throw them away. We can have a giveaway. I'm sure Miss Kathy has some kind of contest planned where she can give away Westone's t-shirts.
I mean, you should have seen the looks when I wore the big fatty t-shirt out in public. Oh. I just was so humiliated with that one.
Well, that goes without saying.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Aww. I just was so humiliated with that one.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1006 of the BFO for Thursday, the 8th of December, 2011. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. I got nothing. Well, I don't know that I've got nothing because I've got... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Hello, snuggle bugs. Big Fanny, what does that mean? Y'all, hi everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, we are having rain move through the Charleston area right now. And y'all, it is the temperatures are dropping faster than Big Fatty's pants. Big Fatty, please. But y'all, we are expecting, it was close to 80 degrees on Tuesday, and it was in the 70s Wednesday, and y'all, today, when you're hearing this, on Thursday, y'all, it's only going to be in the 50s, dear Gussie, and thank goodness the lows are going to be in the 30s, and y'all, I gotta say, when the lows are that nice and cool, Big Fatty sleeps so much better. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I tossed and turned on Tuesday night, y'all, because it was muggy. It was muggy, and it was just, it didn't cool down enough for Big Fatty to enjoy a good night's sleep. And y'all, I almost called into the coal mine Wednesday morning, because y'all, I had kind of the thud head. Big Fatty, the thud head. What the hell does that mean? Your head is just thud. Y'all, it's just the thud head. That's all I can say. And you know exactly what the hell I'm talking about. And don't pretend like you don't know what I'm talking about, because you know you've all had the thud head before. But anyway, y'all, since it was getting ready to rain Wednesday afternoon after work, and you know, y'all, I like to go to do the coupon on Wednesday. Y'all, I went during my lunch hour. And y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Y'all, I didn't need very much, but y'all, I wanted to start my holiday baking and cooking this weekend. I don't really bake, but I do make my famous nuts. Big Fatty, does this have anything to do with those new underpants? No. But y'all, I needed some margarine, y'all. They did not have the imperial, which is fit for a king. But y'all, I got the blue bonnet, because everything's better with blue bonnet on it. Big Fatty, memory lane. And y'all, they had the good chicken codon blue that I've told y'all about those before. They don't have the breading on them. They've just got the seasonings on them and all. And y'all, I'm gonna put some of those in the toaster oven. I'm gonna have that for my supper. Cause y'all, all I had was a little ham sandwich for lunch, and y'all, they had those little smokies, and I'm gonna make some of those with the bafron wrapped around them for the horror party. And let's see, what else did I get? I got a little bitty boneless poke roast. And y'all, I'm gonna cook that, and I bought me some cabbage to go with that. And y'all, you know, I had the ham, the honey baked ham, y'all. I boiled that ham bone, and I got me a good ham stock, and I may make me some cabbage soup, y'all, with that ham stock. Big Fatty, you'll be farting it up all weekend. And y'all, then the penny coupon at the Von's East was the the hot cocoa mix. The hot cocoa mix, Big Fatty. And y'all, I got the sugar free. I got the sugar free, and y'all, it was a dollar. Oh, y'all, it appears. No, it was, where's the hot cocoa mix? Yes. Y'all, I saved. First of all, I spent $26.01, and I saved $9.99. Y'all, while I was out, y'all, that is the aforementioned ham sandwich. But y'all, while I was out, the petroleum, y'all, I was checking the prices on the petroleum, and y'all, one of the gas stations had it for $3.09 a gallon, and right across the street, y'all, it was $3.21 a gallon, and I thought, oh, dear gussie, and y'all, I'm afraid that it's heading on the way back up. And you know, you want to get it good while you can. So anyway, but y'all, when I got back from the Von's East, y'all, I got back and there was a package in the coal mine for me. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm going to have to get my scissors over here. They go, yes, we're going to get the scissors. Okay, and y'all, I don't know who it's from. It doesn't say it. Y'all, it does say it is from that that butch woman, that Amazon. Big Freddy, you are retarded, the butch woman Amazon. But y'all, let's just open it up and see who it's from. And yeah, Gussie, y'all, it came next day ad, the next day ad, ass saver. And y'all, I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is. Oh! Y'all, I'm not sure who this is from, but I have a good. Oh my god, y'all! Y'all, it is cat butts, Big Fatty, please. And y'all, it is a collection of cat butts. It's a magnet set. Y'all, it is just their buttholes and their tails in the air, and you get to see their, their pucker areas, and y'all, I'm not sure who this is from, because there's no, shipping information in here, but y'all, if I had to guess, I am gonna guess that it is from that Beaver, because y'all, you know, I mentioned on yesterday's little show that she had ordered me something, and y'all, it hadn't come, and y'all, she got on the horn with that Amazon and says, "Where is Big Fatty's special gift at?" And they said, "No, have no fear, Miss Beaver, we'll get another one out without question." And y'all, that was yesterday, and I have it today. Y'all, if this is not from Kim Beaver, please identify yourself so I can put you on the cat butt list. Big Fatty, y'all, and there's a free hairball magnet included. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's five different, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Y'all, it is the black and mark and white cat, the American short hair, the Siberian, the Siamese, and the Persian, and y'all, the free hairball, and y'all, it says extra thick to really stick, Big Fatty. Y'all, I cannot tell you how lovely it is to have listeners to think of me in such a way to send me cat butt magnets. Big Fatty, y'all better not set that near the computer, it'll be erasing the computer, Big. Maybe you got that right. let's see. What else was I going to say? Y'all, I got a couple of responses from folks. to the. I'm gonna put the scissors back now. Yes, put them back, McFaddy. Gotta put them back. To the 20 requests. So I'm gonna go in as soon as this is over and do some approving of those. But y'all, before the time gets away from me, I wanna head down into the Fat Cave and talk about the quiz programs. Yes, McFaddy.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat Cave. This is in the BFO Lurker Desk. Adam Neutron is alive and well, but lurking, and 2 months behind. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online. That is correct. And y'all, in just a few minutes here, in just a few minutes, or I guess a couple of hours, the survivor is going to be on y'all. And y'all, tonight is the night. Well, by the time you hear this, it would have already happened. But anyway, they... tonight is the night that they have their families come to the island, and y'all, evidently that batshit crazy, what's his name, that Russell Hands' nephew, I don't remember what his name is, but y'all, he's absolutely crazy. You can't trust him to keep his damn mouth shut. Y'all, it's just like he's like the Big Fatty of Survivor. He just runs his mouth for 20 minutes. And anyway, and y'all... I don't know if they're going to have the Redemption Center on tonight or not, but you know Ozzy and Cochran, y'all, they are over there in the Redemption Center together, and y'all, they're probably, I'm sure Ozzy's ready to just beat the living hell out of him. So anyway, but y'all, that's got to be, there's only 7 of them left, and if they get rid of one of them tonight, it can't be more than a couple more weeks, y'all. So let's see. I would guess that it's probably gonna come to an end on the I don't know when it's gonna come to an end, y'all. To tell you the truth, it'll be before Grandma though. So y'all, you gotta set your VRCs for that. But y'all, this Sunday night, y'all, it's the conclusion of the big run. And y'all, quite frankly, I don't know who any of the three couples are. I know that one of them is that football player and his wife, and then it's those two other couples that y'all I never really had a connection with. And y'all, the last week, and I hope this is not a spoiler for any of you. If it is, tough shit. But y'all, the snowboaters. Fanny, you mean the snowboarders, how did I say that? Big Freddy, you can't fuck it up now. Poor Big Freddy. anyway, y'all, Andy and Tommy, they got thrown off this past week. But y'all, I'm sure they're going to thank their Lord and Savior, Hydrogen, for getting them that far. And y'all, they were, who would have guessed that they were, the Faye driver called me and he was in an uproar that they had the Jesus gene. Big Fatty! But anyway, y'all, they're gone. They've gone to hell and back. So, anyway, but y'all, that's this Sunday night, and y'all, I don't know if, if it'll be a late little show because of the football game, or if it'll come on at its regular time, I just don't know, but 8 o'clock Sunday night, but y'all, the big news that you need to know is that tonight, Thursday night, the 8th of December, y'all, it is the kickoff for the winter season of the Wipeout. Y'all, it is the winter Wipeout. And y'all, they showed a preview of it. And y'all, that's evidently Santa Claus is throwing shit at them. And y'all, it's lovely. And y'all, I'm telling you, you can be in the worst mood. I don't care what mood you're in. Y'all, you could have out-of-town guests visiting you for 2 weeks that just bought a radar range oven and be in a foul mood. But, y'all, if you turn on the winter Wipeout, I guarantee you, you will giggle like a schoolgirl getting her pledge pin or something. Big Fatty, what are you talking about? I don't know. But anyway, y'all, so turn on the Wipeout, ABC, tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. in the evening. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll do it. Now, y'all, I wanted to, y'all, I've just got the phlegm, and I've just got to, you know, that kind of goes with that thud head, but y'all... Anyway, hopefully that's going to all be gone away. But, y'all, I want to get a little bit serious here for just, oh, Jesus, for just a second. Because, y'all, there have been several people here recently. And y'all, this has been a terrible year. I'm just going to back it up. It's been a terrible year for people and their pets. And y'all, the pets become a part of your family, and it is normal. It is normal to miss them when they pass away. I know that my eldest daughter Holly, she lost her kitty cat early this year, and I know that the Seder lost his. His rats, the yin and yang, or something like that, and then the everybody's favorite rapist, J.C. Marple, has recently lost his little lion cub Simba. Except I don't think it was a lion cub. I don't know what. But and then the Hattem and Mr. Zed, their little piggies went to market or went to cucumber heaven, I think is what he said. And y'all, it's part of life, and you know you have to remember the good times. It doesn't make it any easier. When you're going through the tough times, but y'all, you know, pets don't have the same quality of a long life as humans do, and y'all, you know, you have to deal with it much sooner and probably much more often than you have to deal with human death. And, y'all, because pets are important to many people, and I know in my family we had numerous weenie dogs, the Dachshund. You know, that's a German dog. You know, that's the Germany. That's the home of Kim Beavers. Second cousin twice removed. Oh, dear Gussie. So, y'all, just, you know, if you're so inclined that you need a little time to grieve, by all means, grieve. Y'all, there's nothing to be embarrassed about at all. And I've probably been some other people who have lost some pets this year, but y'all, you know, life goes on, and if another pet is in the... is in the stars or in the cards for you for the future, then that's lovely. And if not, then you remember the good times. But anyway, I just wanted to say that, and I just wanted to say Big Fatty's heart goes out to you, and I'm giving you a little pinch. And y'all, if I had enough of them, I'd give you a t-shirt.
Aww. I just was so humiliated with that one.
Oh, no. Oh, dear gosh, yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.